The Fairbanks Borough Assembly considers an ordinance tonight that would re-establish a long-dormant recycling commission. Tonight's action follows the Assembly's passage earlier this month of a 5-cent plastic shopping bag fee to fund recycling. Assemblymember Mike Music chaired a 2008 recycling task force and voted against the bag fee. Music says it would have been better to reestablish the recycling commission and let it develop a way to fund a program, but he's prepared to move ahead.
We'll try to maintain as much of a bottoms-up, you know, grassroots approach to recycling as we can. And to me, the first thing that we need to spend money is on education, teach people to recycle. But in order to do that, they have to have a place to bring their materials. And we know that's not going to happen overnight. But we also know that there are these entities that are recycling now. And, for example, the Rescue Mission just started. Walmart has recycling.
Music says he hopes the bag fee, which is opposed by the major retailers it applies to, does not hurt the store's recycling efforts. Walmart accepts and backhauls recyclables and recently provided a $35,000 grant to the Fairbanks Rescue Mission to aid the nonprofit's new recycling program. Fairbanks store manager Tim Erickson says the bag fee won't affect Walmart's recycling efforts.
My biggest issue with the bag fee itself is that obviously it negatively affects my customers. It doesn't necessarily affect my recycling program because my recycling program has been up and running for 20 or 21 months. So we'll continue to take care of number one and number two plastics. Newspapers, we'll do our annual phone book recycling, and we'll continue to do things like support the rescue mission, those kind of things. So really it isn't going to have much of an impact on currently what I'm doing as far as recycling.
Erickson says the borough bag fee will likely result in fewer plastic bags going out of his store and save Walmart money. Bag fee sponsor, Assembly Presiding Officer Nadine Winters, intended the charge to cut the number of bags going into the waste stream and littering the community, as well as to provide startup funds for local recycling efforts. It's unclear how much the 5-cent fee will generate because stores won't say how many plastic bags they give out, but it's estimated to be hundreds of thousands. Winter says some of the bag fee revenue will provide a plastic bag alternative.
A reusable bag program, because this was never meant to be onerous on anybody who shops. And so the ordinance explicitly has a section that allows the bag fee revenue to be spent on a reusable bag program.
Beyond that, Winter says bag fee revenue can be used to cover startup costs for recycling efforts because proceeds will fall off. Winter says bag fee money can't be spent on staffing and administration, but can be used for infrastructure like sorting and baling machines or an incinerator. She says she'll leave investigation of such options up to the Recycling Commission the Assembly considers establishing tonight.